Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting at least 30 are dead in the wake of an attack on an Afghanistan hospital. Gunmen wearing white lab coats stormed a military hospital in Afghanistan's capital Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens, an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. The attack on the 400-bed military facility located near two civilian hospitals in Kabul's heavily guarded diplomatic quarter set off clashes with security forces that lasted for hours. General Dawlat Waziri, a defense ministry spokesman, said there were more than 30 killed and more than 50 wounded in the attack. Afghan forces battled the attackers floor by floor, he added. The ministry said the attackers were dressed like health workers. According to Waziri, four gunmen were involved, including two suicide bombers who detonated their explosive vest once the group was inside the hospital. Waziri said the two other attackers were shot dead by security forces. A member of the security forces was killed in the shootout, and three other security officers were wounded. Along with the suicide vest, the attackers also had AK-47 rifles and hand grenades. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee will probe Russian interference into the U.S. election in public for the first time during a hearing on March 20th. That according to Committee Chair Representative David Nunes. And he said that today. Among those invited to give public testimony are James Comey, the current director of the FBI, who has been at the center of the controversy regarding his involvement in influencing the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, Mike Rogers, director of the National Security Agency, and John Brennan, the former CIA director. Follow it all here on VOA on all of our platforms. This is VOA News. A U.S.